This episode of Disagree to Agree is brought to you by The In Deep Show, where we have such wonderful shows as Recap the Recap, The Un, Big B's Ride With Me, and Now in My Glass. Hey, that's a drinking show that I'm on. I think y'all should listen to those shows.
And it's also brought to you by Tweak Audio. Listen up, all my deepsters, unmentionables, mad cappers, drinkers, and riders, you know one thing about IDS and its shows. We come to you in crystal clear, wonderful audio. Why listen to it on some janky ass headphones? Go to Tweaked Audio, put in the code IDS, get you 33% off, get free shipping, and a lifetime warranty. Listen to shows like the motherfuckers that you are. Stop listening on whack ass apparatuses. All right? You got it? Do it, bitches.
I say it's black, you say it's white, you say it's red, I say it's blue. We just don't get along, and then sometimes they just walk in. You just want to say, shut up, what I'm talking to you.
Welcome, everybody.
Welcome.
To Disagree to Agree.
Yeah.
Now.
I'm giving you the dagger stare.
I know, right? Now, we all know through your feedback and from stopping us on the street and rapping to us that one of the highlights of all of the shows that we do is when we have our points. And we want to, and we really get into it, and we get passionate, and you guys like, God damn it, I was going at it. How the hell do you guys record in the same room? You going at each other's throats like that, blah, blah, blah. So, we decided to take some of the topics that we just cannot seem to get on the same page about, and bring them to you in a separate format, because a lot of times, in some of the other shows, we just don't have the time to argue the points out.
Or the strength. The strength.
So, yeah, that's why we're here now.
Disagree to agree.
Disagree to agree.
D2A.
It's
the number
name
two.
Of the show.
A.
The name. Show. Yeah.
Yep.
And as always, your input, your feedback is greatly appreciated. And expected. Listen, being a podcast supporter is not just pushing play every damn week. Get up off your ass and do something involved. You have a voice. Let's hear it.
Plus, you know you like to hear people argue.
You know what I'm saying? Y'all
or disagree about stuff.
Y'all ratchet motherfuckers. No, y'all.
You know what I'm saying? Come on.
You know I love to see a train wreck.
Welp.
So, Queen, hey, shall we, Jeff, you awfully blingy over there, then.
Right?
Damn, hold
pow,
on.
Pow. Don't rob me on my way out.
Do me a favor. Email me your contact to Tweak Audio so I can rap to him about opening up the books.
Oh, what?
Yeah, it's awfully, awfully blingy.
Wait, what?
Over
yeah,
there.
We don't need to do that.
For a nigga with a Bron Thompson t-shirt on. Well, Jordan too.
Mm-hmm. We don't need to do that. Anyway. You ready?
I am.
So, I mean, you didn't introduce us, but I guess, you know, if you listen to the other shows that we mentioned in the top of the show, you know that I am Queen Neen, or Neen.
And I am your man, Big B, or your man, Big B.
What?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
You all have right. Choices in life.
Hmm. Use them.
Call me what you want.
Okay.
Just don't call me late for dinner.
So you ready for today's topic?
Just don't call me for 12 on Sunday.
You're always up. Shut up. Are you ready?
Oh, I'm ready. My back's not ready.
Okay, well.
Back's hurting.
Sorry.
Today's topic
is rules of engagement. on social media. Okay? We know there has been so much shit happening out there. You know, I mean, you have Mike Brown, Freddie Gray, just pick something, Baltimore. Pick a topic. There's a whole bunch of shit that's popping off on social media. So we decided that we would talk about that.
Cowboys Redskins.
Who?
Cowboys Redskins.
What? That is...
I lose what? A friend a year off of Cowboys Redskins.
Okay. Well, that's true. You actually do.
So it definitely fits within this category.
So we started talking, and of course we disagree on this, on the rules of engagement on social media, because I feel one way about it, and per usual, Big B feels another way about it.
I say it's black, you say it's white.
Shut up when I'm talking to you. Shut up. Okay?
I'm about to break.
I mean, but seriously, like, okay, you know what, B? I'm going to do the womanly thing.
Okay. And go first? Just stop a bitch.
No, I'm going to let you go first.
Oh, wow.
Yes.
Okay, well.
I'm going to be a lady, and I'm going to let you go first.
Well, okay, well. Before I go first, mm-hmm. can we just, mm-hmm. you know.
Can we, what? Can I give you some time to think about what you're going to say? I really feel like you had all the time in the world to think.
I don't need to think about it.
About what you were going to say. You know, I mean, damn, you're on Facebook and, well, you're not really on Twitter like me, but.
Okay, look, I'm not going to bullshit our listeners. My back hurts, and I'm changing mics.
I thought you were going to just break out your little baby stool and sit on it.
Yeah, it's not comfortable back there.
Okay.
So I'm on the bull mic. I don't need that.
You think you grown.
I know, right? So, yeah. Falling out the chair? All right, so...
Because you're not used to sitting down. That's why you fall out the chair.
I know, right? Okay. Wow.
Sounds weird, right?
Sounds different over here.
Totally.
Sounds drunken.
Oh, boy. Where's your bowl?
So, okay.
Rules of engagement.
You're going to let me go first.
Social media.
Okay, well, okay. Let's start this off. First and foremost, if you are on Twitter, Facebook, or any other social media site, I don't know about you or the rest of our listeners. I am very, very selective with who I allow on my page mm-hmm. because I know the things that I say. I know my emotions can run high. Word. So I know what people I expect to be able to either A, understand me, B, understand my potential points, and C, conduct themselves accordingly.
You think?
So, you're going to get the occasional surprise, like, ah, damn, I can't believe that motherfucker said that, you know, when you make a post or what have you. And that's understandable. But I read some people's posts, and they put out shit that is either controversial or inflammatory or just flat the fuck out stupid. And then they just act so damn crazy when people respond to it. Now, if your point is to put out posts and not get responses, then I don't know how you can set your page up where people cannot respond to your comments. I don't know if that's even possible. But if you put it out there, you need to be prepared for comments. And remember, these are people that you agreed to be friends with or associates with on these sites. So I feel it's part of your responsibility to know the people that are on your page and know what their capabilities are. And know also what their trials and tribulations in life have been So if you say some shit kind of cockeyed and you offend them, know that they may come for you, or maybe they'll just unfriend you. I don't know, but, you know.
Well, as they always say, the unfollow, the unfriend button works like a motherfucker, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And while I understand what you're saying about knowing who your friends are, my point is, when you have a friend, and that friend may not be posting anything that is ridiculous, but, you know, perfect example. I have a friend that posted something about, you know, everything that's happening in Baltimore, Freddie Gray. And, you know, it was a link to an article and, you know, whatever. So people went on her page, and there were people that I didn't know, because I'm not friends with those people that she's friends with. Okay. So sometimes you can't always help who your friend is friends with, because you're going to have random ass people, you know, commenting and saying dumb shit where you don't know them from Adam. Okay. So she had her post and people were commenting, and one of her friends said, you know, it's okay to have the convictions and everything he did, but, you know, she's like, I don't condone killing, you know, and I'm paraphrasing because I can't remember exactly what the fuck she said, but she was like, I don't condone killing, you know. So, and I went on there and I was like, high five to Susie for saying, you know, not killing.
Mm-hmm.
So out of nowhere comes this random motherfucker that's like, oh, so you don't condone, you know, killing or convictions, but you condone X, Y, and Z. And I'm like, what are you talking about, dude? So I had to collect myself for a minute, because I thought, I'm about to go in on this random ass person that I have never met in my life, probably will never meet, who is not a friend of mine. And then I had to take a minute and I was like, you know what? I was kind of like, hey, look, you don't know what you're talking about. And then I said, you know what? I'm not going to disrespect my girl's post or her page, because this is her page, you know? And so I'm not going to go in on you. So this guy comes back with two other posts about something. Oh, now people are saying it's racial. You know, it was three black people. You know, why are you guys making this racial? And of course, I had to take one more step back, like, should I comment? Should I not comment? Should I comment? Should I not comment? Again, my girl's page, not mine. So I said, you know what? I'm going to go back and I'm going to make a comment, but I'm going to think it through and not make it too asshole-y. You know, so I went, I made a comment. I was like, was there a comment that we're missing? Why are you making this post racial when nobody on this post made anything about it being racial? And I was like, did something get deleted? Am I confused? Like, what happened? You know, and he was like, no, but everybody, all the protesters are making it racial. They're saying racism kills and blah, blah, blah. I was like, well, perhaps you should take the comment elsewhere, because nobody on this post said that, you know. And my friend was like, she hit me back and was on the same post, was like, you know, Neen, do what you got to do, and then put gets popcorn, you know. But I decided I'm going to leave it alone, because that's her post. Those are her friends. And I'm going to stay out of it. You know what I mean? And I think a lot of times people on social media, when it's somebody's post, it's like, you know, you can say some shit, but be respectful. If you feel like you're going to act like a goddamn fool, go to your page and then you act a goddamn fool on your page. Don't bring your tomfoolery to my page.
I dig what you're saying, but I still...
Tomfoolery.
Yeah, right? I still feel as though as the person that initiated the post, okay, she put the thoughts or the views or the article, whatever she put out there, she put it out there. And if you don't want a response, just hum that shit in your head.
I don't
get a fucking journal and write that shit
down.
But
I don't think it's that she didn't want a response. What you're missing is, for me, and again, I don't know her friends from Adam. like I said, I just didn't want to go on her page and be disrespectful and go in and go back and forth with people and spend the whole fucking day.
That's fine.
Going back and forth.
I'm not thinking that's where we're going. I'm talking about the forget C. I'm talking about the A and the B. You put out a post, and if you don't want my response to your post, don't put the post out. Don't put the keep.
I don't think get it's a the fuck,
get a composition book.
I don't think it's the response that's the problem, B. I think it's being disrespectful. That's what I think people have a problem with.
I understand that, and there are some that I understand that are just flat out. Okay,
that's all I'm saying.
Hey, you didn't need to go there with it.
That's what I'm saying. You don't need to go there on somebody's page. Take that shit to your page.
Okay, but let me give you a scenario that I feel touches more on what I'm having an issue with in terms of Facebook rules of engagement. Or social media rules of engagement, whatever.
Right.
So let's take this Baltimore thing that's going on right now, and we can tie in all the other episodes of what police are doing against blacks or what have you. And it's like I hear people post things, and here's my first. Let me before I get too far into this. Here's my first thing. When you lead a double life on social media, understand you're inviting a lot of the fuckery that you don't want. Let me explain.
Yeah, help me.
For instance, my Facebook page is for my friends. I don't really, not that I'm not moved or flattered by the occasional listener that may find me and request my friendship. Unfortunately, I don't know you to that level. So by me accepting your friendship, I have to now curtail things that I may say because I don't know you.
From the post.
Huh? I don't have time for that. I don't got time to go through and exclude this person, exclude that person because I don't know them. I am just going to, people that are on my page are people that I feel know enough about me to know I may say something crazy. I may say something with a heavy sexual innuendo. Whatever. I do a lot of funny shit. I post a lot of ratchet shit on people I see on the street. So people I feel that know that about me, I don't mind them on my page. Mm-hmm. But for instance, let's say it was a situation of I have job X. Therefore, I have my Facebook page and I have a whole bunch of people on my Facebook page that don't know about my job X. But I speak a lot from that side and I say things that may upset people. So now people respond to it not knowing that I have job X. And now they don't know that they're not speaking in general. They don't know that they're no longer responding in general. They're responding directly, sort of coming right at me but they don't know that I have that job. So it's like I'm leading that double life. They think that they're talking to someone in general that's away from the topic, but they don't know. No, I'm directly involved in that topic, and they don't know that. So they're just responding to what you're saying, not knowing that you're directly affected by what it is you're talking about. So now you try to, again, continue to lead the double life of defending that point, but you can't come out and say, hey, no, wait a minute, you don't know. I'm one of this, or I'm part of this group. You know what I'm saying? And that's why my emotions are attached so much more than where yours may be. You know, do you follow what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
I think when you do shit like that, you open the floodgates for people to come at you And a lot of times they're coming at, they don't even realize they're necessarily coming at you. They're coming at your post. Mm-hmm. But because you're directly tied to that post, but you can't let all of social media know that you're tied to this post, that's your fucking problem. Again, get a fucking journal and write that shit down. Don't put it out here for us to respond to.
Well, I don't know. I mean, I guess I'm still not going to ever agree with you that no matter what you post, that I think people shouldn't be disrespectful on your post. Even if you are tied to job X.
I agree that they shouldn't be disrespectful, but what if they don't know they're not being disrespectful?
How do you not know? Most people that... Most people that are friends with me I'm going to say Facebook because I don't know everybody on Twitter. Because, you know, Twitter, I probably will never meet the good 98% of the motherfuckers. So let's just say Facebook. So mostly everybody I'm friends with on Facebook are grown people. Okay. They're adults. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, when you are stepping over a line. Most of the time, you know what I'm saying? Unless people have trigger, you post something, let's say you post something about a stressful event, you know, or something traumatic that happened to you, and you're in detail and you say some shit and somebody comes back and they say some stupid shit. But most of the time, as an adult, you know when you saying some shit where you're like, especially if you got keyboard courage, you know, you're like, this is probably, I'm just going to go ahead and put this down and say something racial. I'm like, I see it. I read it. I read people's comments. I mean, even from posts that I don't even know. A lot of times people will say shit and it's like, yeah, you know that is a disrespectful ass comment. Like, you know it is.
I understand that. And I'm not saying that those people are not out there. But what I'm talking about is, okay, perfect example. I have a friend on Facebook. Okay? I went to college with him. You know, what have you. I know he's a police officer, okay? I don't know if everyone that's on his page knows he's a police officer because he doesn't ever post, you know, direct work-related type stuff or whatever. Mm-hmm. So, but I know he's a police officer. He made a couple comments about Ferguson and about Baltimore. And so, me knowing him, I know where he's coming from. Mm-hmm. So, I was careful with my responses to know, okay, this is coming from the mouth of a police officer, not from an average everyday Joe that's watching this shit on the news.
Right.
So, I was careful about how I responded because I had this information. Mm-hmm. You see what I'm saying? What I'm talking about is, again, the person that leads the double life, suppose I didn't know he was a police officer, okay? And I'm reading his comments that, to me, read very, very one-sided, pro-police. Mm-hmm. And I responded with my emotions, you know, surrounded with this whole thing of a black man or what have you. Suppose I didn't know that about him and I just responded to him. I could have said something quote unquote disrespectful to him as a police officer, not knowing he was a police officer.
See, I would expect somebody who's a random person to do something like that. That's what I'm saying. Not somebody that
when you,
you
lead
know.
That double life, when you open up your page,
I would expect a random
to
person,
friends
not a
that
friend.
Don't know who you are. You cannot get mad at them when they respond back to you. You know, not knowing the full scope of who they're responding to.
Mm-hmm. I see what you're saying.
You see what I'm saying? So you can't. You know, and God, I want to say some more names, but I just can't. But I've read other posts where motherfuckers have the audacity to speak as though just because I have a gun and a badge, or just because I'm associated or married to, or my brother or whatever has a gun and a badge, that means all police ain't never did nothing wrong in their fucking life. And you're a goddamn joke for that shit. You know what I'm saying? If you want to put If you're directly associated, whether it's your job, whether it's through relationship, whether it's a family member or what have you, if you're directly linked to that shit, and you don't want to put that out there for people to know that before you put your comments, you're going to get back what you get back. And it's not, you can't put it back on the person that commented because they didn't know that about you.
So, okay. So in these particular posts, are you saying, like with your friend that's a cop, are mm-hmm. people that are, let's say you always see like, you know, Big B, in parentheses, it'll be like friends with, you know, Susie made a comment. Mm-hmm. Are you saying like those type of people? Like if I had a post and you made a comment, then Susie came in and made a comment. No, like you're talking about.
Keep it directly me and you.
Okay.
If you made a post and, okay.
Because those, that's what okay, I'm
let
saying.
Let me take you out of this because I just want to do a whole different thing.
Okay, that's what, so that's
if,
what I mean by
so it. If a chick makes a, it's okay. So if. I don't want to fuck this conversation up.
Yeah.
But it's like.
But that's what I'm saying. When I mean people going on other people's posts and by that being, you know, like I said, Big B, friends, you know, parentheses, friends of such and such and such, where you coming on my page and saying some shit where it's like, whoa, son. Like, first of all, don't know you. Why are you commenting? And if you're going to comment, don't come on my page and be an asshole. Take your assholeness to your own page.
Right. And see, again, I'm not even, let's get away from the trolls of people that are purposely going in for a kill or for.
But see, sometimes you don't know whether those people are purposely going in for or being a troll. Sometimes people are just going in to make a comment. I don't know this person from Adam, so I don't know if they normally go to her page and if they're being trollish on her page all the time.
But that's something that so she has to deal with.
But I'm saying, but this is my point with rules of engagement. This is what I'm saying, where it's like going on people's pages and being disrespectful. This is what I mean by don't just be making no random ass comments on somebody's page.
Again, I don't. You say going on and being disrespectful.
Yeah.
It's a difference from in terms of what I'm saying. There's a difference
where
you purposely know you're going in to be disrespectful or when you're just responding to the comment, but because you don't know the depth of the person that you're commenting to, you don't know their whole life situation or what have you.
Well, I would assume
you would say something that's disrespectful.
I would assume those two know each other. I know her. So I don't know what kind of conversation they have on the side. You know what I'm saying?
And that's what I'm saying. And you don't know.
So I don't know.
But see, you as a, see, once you start getting into third party stuff, it just gets too muddy because you don't know what conversation they had before. You don't know what conversation they had on inbox. You know what I'm saying?
I don't. So, but I still think there is still.
So keep it on the one on one.
There should still be. Right. That's all I'm saying. There should still be some type of etiquette when you're replying on somebody's post. That's all I'm saying. You don't have to go on somebody's post and be an asshole. You just don't have to do
so,
it.
Okay. So here's the thing.
I made a post, if I personally made a post and somebody was being an asshole, that's different. Then I can go back and forth with you. But if you going on somebody else's page and being an asshole.
Okay. So if you're, since we're on this whole Baltimore Ferguson thing, let's stay on that. If you're a police officer and you make a post to the effect of I think all these people are fools because they XYZ the police or what have you. You know what I'm saying? Or you know, whatever. And I make the response, not knowing that you are a police officer. I just know you as Queenie. I don't know what your job is outside of IDS. If I just respond and I say, you know, F that, you know, police get what they get. I'm not disrespecting you. I'm just making a point. Mm-hmm. But because you're a police officer, you feel disrespected now. Mm-hmm. You see what I'm saying? That's what I'm talking about. The indirect.
We're talking about, yeah.
That's what I'm talking about. I don't know that you're a police officer, and if I did, I probably wouldn't have said that. But because you choose to be on social media and you have another part of your life hidden, but you want to talk from the point of view of that point of life, you can't get mad when people respond to it. Well, if you want to put it out there and you want to say, hey, listen, I've been a police officer for 10 years and I feel X, Y, Z, and D, about these protesters and demonstrators,
You can respond to them and you can say whatever it is you want to say back to them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but I still think there is a point where it's like, okay, calm down, girl. Like, why are you still being an asshole? You know what I'm saying?
But I've seen who's threads. Saying you're being an asshole? I'm thinking I'm just having a conversation with you.
But if you don't
know, I don't understand.
But if you don't know somebody personally, or if you don't know somebody's tone.
But you make, that's what I'm saying.
But
with,
if you don't
with
know
this social media, you have a lot of instances where people think they know
right,
you.
I said, if you don't know somebody, and you don't know somebody's, well, it seems clear.
To me, the responsibility whoa. On the page owner.
Wait, whoa. Because it seems like, hold on, it seems like a lot of people are friends on Facebook and Twitter and all, everything else where they thought they knew the person that they probably have been friends with for goddamn 20 years. Then all of a sudden, and we talking about the Cowboys and the Redskins, we talking about Baltimore, we talking about Ferguson, we talking about all this shit that's happening. And I keep reading all types of posts where the block hand, the unfollow, unfriend thing is strong. Because I guess when you get into these type of topics, people's real self and true self come out.
See, that's just weak. Even, to me, that's weak.
No, because even I remember...
You shouldn't be on social media.
I just remember... I remember even with Ferguson going back and forth with some lady. And this is where I get that, let me stop being disrespectful on somebody's post. Because I was going back with... Like, my friend made a post, somebody I went to high school with, that was talking about, oh, these thugs are looting. And I was like, thugs? So what are you trying to say? And I'm paraphrasing because I don't remember shit. But I'm like, so what are you saying? You know? And she was like, yeah, the people that went and they were, you know, rioting and looting, da-da-da-da. I said, so the people that were doing it at sporting events when their team lost, are you calling them thugs too? You know? And so, of course, then... One of her friends jumps in the post and we're going back and forth, back and forth, back and forth, back. And I'm like, you know what? I'm being disrespectful on this girl's page because this is.
Right. Hold on. You keep bringing in the third party. Just drop the third party.
I'm trying to give you an example of what the hell I'm talking about.
Right.
But then some other lady came in too because I made another comment and I said, you know what? Let me just go ahead and delete my last comment. But before I could even delete my last comment, my friend came in and deleted my comment. And I was like, ain't this some bullshit? You know what I'm saying? Because I thought maybe I crossed the line. You know what I mean? So I said, clearly in my mind, after I posted what I posted, I said, you know what? I crossed the line. Let me go in and delete this comment and get this off her page because I'm being an asshole. And this is what I felt in the moment. I'm being an asshole. So went to go delete it. She had already deleted it. I was like, hey, motherfucker, what?
Did you say something to her?
I took it to my page, and I was like,
apparently. But did you say something to her?
Directly?
Yes.
No, because you know what? Because I stopped it. I said, you know what? I'm not even going to go back. Not even going to comment. So I put it on my page, which I know very well she could see, and I was like, you know, and I said whatever I said, and I was like, okay, well, sometimes, you know, people are deleting your comments or whatever. And I know, and mind you, yeah, sure. Was that, I'm not normally a passive aggressive person, but was that a passive aggressive post? In that instance, yes, it was. Because I was like, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, I'm about to unfriend this bitch and block her. So I was like, let me just take it to my page, say what the fuck I want to say on my page and let it go. You know what I mean? Because like I said, I've seen so many people talking about it. Even I had a post that said something like, unfriend, unfollow, do what you gotta do. You know what I mean? You don't agree with me, somebody's not agreeing with you, just unfriend them or unfollow them. And there's been, like I said, people who've been friends for 20 years that they had to be like, they thought they knew that person and they unfollowed them or unfriended them.
If you put a topic out and you cannot take someone just having a equally compelling
And I thought it was a good back. I thought it was a good back and forth between me and this lady.
Right.
Until if another lady jumped in.
If you can't take someone having an equally compelling point of view, and your only resort is to block them, not because they're using profanities, not because they're, you know, just saying derogatory shit. If they just have a fucking great comeback for the crap you just put out, if your only, you know, course of measure is to block them, just delete your page. Just delete your page, because my thing is this, you know.
If that's not your norm, if you're not normally always talking some shit, I mean, in this one particular topic has you riled up. So I might unfollow you for a minute. And unfollow is just, I don't see your shit on my feed. That's all that means. You don't know I don't see your shit. I didn't unfriend
just
you.
Again.
Whatever.
And that's why I'm so, so, so careful about who I just even allow them. And I know there's a lot of listeners that send me requests because, like, every now and then I'll go through and I'll see, like, the request and I'll be like, I really like this, you know, from what the interactions from the show, I really like this person, blah, blah, blah. But I just don't know enough about their personal to bring them on my page, because one thing I do know is my mouth goes there.
Duh.
You know? And I know the people that know.
Don't be trying to lose listeners for us, goddamn it.
No, and I'm hoping that they're hearing this and they understand,
right,
that it's not just me being smug. Like, hey, I don't want your friends. It's not even that. I don't want to inadvertently post something that might offend you.
Right.
So I keep my circle super tight knit.
I dig that.
And even when I do that, you don't know how many times that I've seen something or. Okay, I'm going to put myself out there. I had a post one day. And when I tell you, I thought it was so funny that I posted it. And within 3 seconds, I realized, oh, my God, you're about to offend somebody. I deleted the fuck out that shit. And I'm hoping nobody saw it. But here was the scenario. You know me and 15 Word are at the bar every Sunday for the games. This dude comes into the bar. He was a dude of Latin descent. He had on a Chicago Browns jersey. I mean, Cleveland Browns jersey and a Dallas Cowboy hat. And I'm looking at him like, what the fuck is going on? Now, of course, a left-handed sense of humor mixed with...
which you don't have to repeat today.
Mixed with a few drinks. I took a picture of him. I made a meme captioned, "This is what happens when you don't protect the borders."
Oh, God.
And instantly I was like, oh, no, can't do that. You know what I'm saying? That was just one that should have just maybe stayed in the head. And I should have got my own giggles about it.
Wrote it down in your
journal. In my journal, exactly.
I agree with that.
You see what I'm saying? And that's what I'm talking about. Mm-hmm. So my thing is, if I would have left that up, I'm subject to whoever. You know what I'm saying? If there's some Latin folks on my friends, on my page.
Which I know you have some.
Absolutely. How am I to fucking...
You would have offended the shit out of
him. I'd have offended the shit out of him. And who am I to now take up the point of defense against some shit that I... You know what I'm saying?
That you thought was funny.
Right.
But really was not.
Right. And so, to me, that's what I'm saying. You... The onus is on the page owner. You know what I'm saying? And if you don't know who's on your page, or even better... if the people you allow on your page don't know you, you know what I'm saying? If the people on your page can't read your post and read between the lines and know the background to it, that's that to me, that falls back on your lap. You know what I'm saying?
I hear you.
So,
Do you hear me is the question.
I do hear what you're saying. I do hear some of your points. But I do feel like some of your points are kind of on the outskirts of what the meat of what I'm saying is.
Well,
I don't mean people. I don't mean trolls that their whole point of existence is to just see a point and just want to go in on it.
We definitely know some of those people.
Absolutely.
You know, like I have seen some of those people that is like, you know, somebody will make a post and then, you know, right behind that post, you're like, oh shit, here comes such and such. Such and such is going to come with some bullshit. And then you go back, like, let's say an hour later, 2 hours, maybe even the next day, and come back. Such and such is all on that post. And the next thing you know, it's like, oh, okay, yeah, pretty much knew they were going to make a comment on this particular post. And, yeah, and they do. And it's just like, yawn. Kind of knew where you were going to come out of the woodworks, little troll,
right,
and say some shit.
And that's the person that is just there. You know, you can almost set your clock by the time that they're going
right
to chime in.
Right.
But I want to, you know, I was talking about the situation with my friend that's a police officer. And I just want to give you an example of what I mean by when you kind of put it out there. I want to read the statement that he initially, you know, that started our back and forth. And he made the comment, are these six cops thugs too, or were they just doing their job? Now, if I didn't know he was a police officer, I'm going for the jugular. What the fuck you mean? You goddamn right, damn right they was thugs. Their job description don't fucking say kill people for the fucking joy of it. You know, but I know he was a cop. So, you know, I took a different approach to it.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? And my initial response back to him was, you know, no matter what label you want to give them, things got excessive and a life was lost. Just as in relationships, healing doesn't start until we stop pointing fingers. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, I don't see why this is such a hard concept to realize. You know, and we went back and forth a little bit. And, you know, his response back to that was, it's going to be nearly impossible to get everyone to stop pointing fingers. It's been since the beginning of time. And I respond back to him, that's a pessimistic way to approach it. But sarcastically defending those officers when the one thing that we do know for sure is that someone, and not an officer, is dead. You know, and being sarcastic about the situation only muddies the waters. I said, you know, I don't feel that they set out to kill Freddie or whatever, but their carelessness, irresponsibility, and maybe even an attempt to teach a lesson went horribly wrong. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, again, from that, you know, his next post was a little bit more tempered, like, hey, you know, I see what you're saying, I agree with you, blah, 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 blah. And then I then went on and made the comment, and I told a story about how that I think I've said it once or twice on IDS about how, you know, maybe we need to not focus the energy on reforming the adults, but maybe go back to getting a hold of the kids by doing some of the programs that we used to do with Officer Friendly and passing out, you know, game cards or, you know, NFL cards or basketball cards or whatever, and build that bridge, blah, blah, blah. And I told him the story about how from that, you know, I did this stupid thing with the car driving around the block with no plates, and the cop saw me. He was like, oh, that's Brian. He's cool. He just did something stupid. And here it is. These cops look like they were going to beat my complete ass. And as soon as he came in and he pulled up and he was like, you know, oh, God, that's, and he actually called me, that's Little Brian. Hey, I'm fucking 3 feet taller than every one of you standing here, but that's Little Brian.
Right.
And it, instantly when he said that, all of them just kind of, oh, okay. And they were at ease, and now they're breaking off, having their own conversations on the side and jumping back in their car and rolling out. And it was just that simple. You know what I'm saying? And from that little seed that was planted, here's a relationship. You know? And so that's sort of how the conversation went. But my point being is, if I didn't know he was a police officer, that conversation would have went a whole lot different, and we probably would have unfriended me.
I agree with that.
You know what I'm saying? So again, you know, I feel it falls on the lap of the page owner to, first and foremost, know who the fuck is on your page. Yeah, I know you can't control any third party member.
True.
That may come in via one of your friends.
True. I mean, I still should be able to post whatever the fuck I want to post, with the understanding, from what I'm getting from what you're saying, that somebody may be disrespectful or come for me if they don't know my backstory.
And they're not necessarily coming for you, they're coming for the post, right? Because they don't know your backstory.
Well, if I say, if I'm like, I think da 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 da,
right,
then, you know, that's my story.
But again, not knowing the backstory, I'm still going to come for, even though you prefaced it with I, and it may be your thoughts.
Well, what about when you have a post that's like, for lack of a better term, what if you have a post that's an innocent post and you're just speaking on, you know, the topics of today? Like, I know, I think I did a post that said like 6 charges, but will there be any convictions?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And for the most part, whatever comments I got, they were fine. You know, so what if you have an innocent, in your mind, or as you're typing it, you think this is an innocent post and it's not going to, you know, it's not going to really be shit. Because I think maybe 3 people said something. I think 3 or 4 people. So
let's take this away from the cops. Say that you did that post, and your brother was unnecessarily murdered by police officers, and you did that post. If I didn't know that, I might come back with, you know, why should there be any charges, blah, 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 XYZ, blah, 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 because of what I feel. But if I know what happened to you, or I know what you're dealing with, or I know what you dealt with, you know, I might come back with, well, let's just pray for the situation.
See, but again, I think that goes down to, you know, fine, you know, as we say, you know your audience. But I also think that goes back to thinking responsibly and not always just posting or typing the first shit that comes to your mind.
But sometimes both responses would have been responsible. One would have just been coming from the point of, yeah, this is just what I think as well. The other was coming from, you know what, I know Shanine's brother was murdered. Let me just not go there today. I can hold this one this time.
I hear what you're saying. I still think, like, people should still think before they post shit. Because I think people use keyboard courage, you know, or the lack of not seeing somebody face-to-face. Because I think a lot of times it comes down to, would somebody say the same shit to your face? And I definitely hear what you're saying, where it's like, if you know, of course, somebody's backstory, of course you're going to think a little bit differently when you're posting and you're saying shit. But I also think, as a human motherfucking being, you should think what you're saying before you post something on somebody's page anyway.
True.
You know what I'm saying?
I'm not saying I don't agree with you on that. But again, not knowing the person that you're dealing with, to me, alters. You could have 2 reasonable responses.
That's what I'm saying. You think about,
but you might not use one if you know the person's situation. If I don't know your situation, both of them are great responses.
Think.
One might hurt you and I don't know it.
Right. I mean, I know people do. There are people that have trigger words. And it's like, if you say certain words or talk about certain topics, that can bring up and conjure so many different things for people. And I totally agree with that. But I, like I said, I also think you just need to think what the fuck you're writing down when you write on somebody's page. You know, I mean, whether you're just like, you know, I hope all police die. You know, I mean, when you're writing, come on, man, don't write that on somebody's page.
But
still a human being.
I understand, but if you're someone that has no ties to police and don't really give a fuck,
I don't have any ties to police, but I wouldn't do that. I wouldn't write that on somebody's page.
Not bother you. So what I'm saying is, you know, you could say that. And again, you won't necessarily be wrong in saying that. You're just kind of whatever. You know what I'm saying? But if you're saying that to someone with ties, it's going to be affected different. The effects are going to be felt differently.
I think we are on that page together. Uh-huh. Where it's like, yes, if I don't know your background, again, like I said, if I don't know your trigger words, you know, sure. If I go, well, I'm not going to say me, but if somebody goes on your page and they say something, some shit, and they use some trigger words and they're very disrespectful, then yeah, you know, they're going to start a whole book of stuff. But when you just have people going on your page and then they just say stuff that, like I said before, it's like they don't need to say, then, you know, unfollow, unblock, unfriend works like a mug. So, I don't know.
I'm not a big fan of all that unfollow and block shit, because if you're doing a lot of unfollowing and unblocking, please understand that you are probably large in part the problem. Either A, you should have known who the hell is on your page and you don't, and you just, you're a fucking friend horde or a follower horde.
Yeah, there are definitely a lot of those.
You know, so you live and die with who you let on your page.
There are definitely a lot of those. One guy was trying to friend me, and he had like a billion friends. I'm like, okay. No, thank you. No thanks. I mean, if you can get to know people, but... Excuse me. Like I said... Being on Facebook is totally different than being on Twitter. Facebook, more than likely, those are people you know. Twitter, you'll probably not meet a lot of those people in your life. So,
and I'm going to be honest with you, I am a little bit more lenient on Twitter.
Oh, yeah.
But at the same time, I still kind of hope, because I know the shit that I post and I know the shit that I say, I still try to be very, very careful. So... This was kind of a tough one. I don't know if we agree or we disagree or we
there were some
agree
pockets
to disagree.
I think there were some pockets of agreeing, but as usual, we disagreed to agree.
No doubt. Hey, listen. Where do you stand on all this, guys? We would love to hear. Even if this is a great opportunity for you guys to say, Big B, you're plumb fucking crazy.
Per use.
Right. Exactly. But Queen, where can they write in at?
If you want to write in or send feedback verbally on this topic, you can send it to indeepshow@yahoo.com.
Absolutely.
Or you can call 202-750-what?
190S.
There you go.
1437.
Yep. 1437.
No doubt. We got to get out of here. We hope you enjoyed the show. We don't know how often it's going to come. Whenever we disagree, we'll bring it to you. For Queenie, I'm your man, Big B. We're out.